Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up, Buster Brown?
Not a whole lot. What's up to you?
You're live on the air, so don't tell me about your hookla smoking.
Yeah,
we got a pretty empty chat room tonight. We got like even Maria's not in there. She's sleeping. Everybody hates us on here.
I don't know, man. They must all vote a Democrat.
Anyway, we are live on the air, WWCR. This is going to be one of our last months on WWCR after 14 years. We're no longer going to be doing live radio like this. So if you're, nextcrusade.com is going to be the website you're going to have to go to get updates. Also, phone number 877-734-6327. Check that number for any updates and any casting we'll be doing in the future. And we got Pastor David Langford going to be joining us. And I couldn't get him on the Skype line because something is weird where I dial you and it's not dialing you. It's like, I don't understand it, actually.
I don't know.
It turns out I saved, somehow, the new Skype is so stupid that it saved the new Skype, his number as your number, and it's just unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I can't even figure out how to get rid of it. So, I don't even know if I can even call him. That's how bad it is. I'm going to have to try to figure out. What it is the name of him is your number, and your name is his number in my Skype. So when I type the number in, it dials. It's unbelievable. So I don't even know how I'm ever going to call him.
Can you not just click on his number? Click on my name, and it'll dial him instead of me?
It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to probably have to figure out how to call him. I mean, it's unbelievable what Skype has done to me. It's so stupid the way they manage this now. Let me just try. I don't even know how I'm going to call him. I'm probably going to have to try to figure it out later. It's just unbelievable. There's no way around it. I've been sitting here for like 20 minutes trying to figure it out. And that's technology. It's destroyed itself.
Yeah.
I can't even dial you on Skype, and I can't dial him because you're him and he's you. And I don't even know how to delete it. Is this unbelievable?
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, I want to touch on a few things here because there's a lot going on. As you know, Trump won the presidency. And I touched on that, you know, a week or two ago about the dream that I had 17 months ago when it came to pass. And, you know, I mean, we must have announced that dream, you know, many, many times. I know I've told you many times. And, you know, now there's people, you know, coming around saying that Trump is the Antichrist. I just delete you, okay? I have no time for anything so stupid. I mean, they see that it's supernatural that God raised up Trump. They can't deny that because it's just defied all the odds. So now they're, just because their mind is so scrambled, maybe not as scrambled as mine with Skype right now, but their mind is just not, they can't grasp the fact that God would use somebody like Trump. They just can't do it. They just hate him. And because they hate him, now, God did raise him up, but he's raised up now as the Antichrist.
I renamed them all. I call them the doom and gloom prophiliers.
Well, what do we do with these people?
There ain't nothing you can do. I mean, they're so... Every one of these people that I see, you know, standing up saying he's the Antichrist, every one of them, I can point to at least 10 false prophecies they've made.
So what would you do with them then?
Well, there's nothing you can do but warn them, tell them they're in gross error, and then cut them off. Scripture says after the first and the second admonition, to cut them off.
All right.
So I mean that's really what we have to do with them. We just have We have to try to deal with them in love at first and pull them back out of that deception.
Well, it's scary. Okay, I've deleted, like, listen, I've had it with Facebook, by the way. Everybody on there, I deleted 120 people, and I just cannot believe the asinine, you know, I mean, then my dream is not from the Lord, okay, from 18 months ago. Then I must be in error, because in my dream, what did I tell you 20 or 30 times here on Watcher Radio? That God anointed him, God appointed him, that's what I told you on the show. You can go back in the archives. Okay, this is back when everybody mocked me.
When everybody was laughing and saying, there's no way he'll get the
you
Republican.
Were laughing at me. You too. Right?
Not me.
You too. You were like, no, Cruz. You don't remember 17 months ago, but I do. Okay, you were not on the Trump train. And what did I keep telling? Hey, what I kept telling you? I kept telling you my dream, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I believe in dreams in the Lord, but you might not be interpreted correctly. Right? You were doing it too.
That's absolutely what I said.
Okay. So what do we do with you?
My whole thing is...
Yeah, but wait. Was my dream of the Lord or not?
I've told you numerous times I believe it's absolutely of the Lord.
Well, go get your chauffeur right now and blow it.
All right, I will.
Okay. Can you get it?
I get it.
All right. Yeah. Let the chauffeur in Zion. I mean, my dream is accurate. I'm just so tired of it. Okay? The dream I had about Trump 17, 18 months ago, about him being appointed and anointed by the Lord, and that he would win, okay, the primary and the presidency, was announced on this radio show, and I didn't just get it from shooting from the hip or anything of the flesh or anything from man or from reading any articles. I got it from a spiritual revelation, and that's why on my Facebook wall, you can go look at my banner, on Monday before the election, I said, this is my prediction that Trump would win. Libtards would be shocked, and they would blame the Russians. It's still there. Okay.
There's your show fart.
Thank you. Yeah, that kind of just sealed it right there.
Absolutely.
You know, when you did that. Because that was like, you know. So, let me see what's going on here. All right. Let me tell you something, folks. Trump, what did I tell you over the broadcast? You go back to the podcast, you can listen. Numerous times, I told you Trump would be used to expose corruption.
Hey, I 100% agree. And in the beginning, as you know, I was a Ted Cruz guy.
I know you were. I had to shame you.
And I actually said, you know, Trump's my number two guy, but Ted Cruz is my number one guy.
But you're missing the point. I kept telling you my dream.
Yeah, I had to back off of it. I really did.
It's unbelievable that you even doubted me, and you know I had the Trade Center dream, the World Trade Center dream. You know I had that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and even with that, you still don't believe me. Now do you believe me?
I believe you.
Okay.
I remember when you...
You can't handle the fact that there's actually real prophetic voices out there. Everybody's so false. Nobody predicts anything. Everybody that predicts false things, they like them. But anyone that predicts something, they hate them.
I remember the day you told me about that dream. I remember you picking me off the plane there in Newark, New Jersey. And, you know, the whole thing going down with the World Trade Center, and you telling me the dream on the ride home there. I mean...
You actually believe me then?
Well, yeah.
You believed it. Now, the key right now is this, folks. The Lord gave me that dream. It's nothing I did. I gave you the dream. I gave you what I felt the interpretation was. And now you have these Antichrist people that are saying Trump's the Antichrist. This is... Now, my dream can't be from the Lord now. Okay, where were you 18 months ago? Okay, when I predicted that this was going to happen, and it was of the Lord, okay, where were you then, saying Trump's the Antichrist? Okay, so what is my dream then? He was anointed, he was appointed by God, I saw the anointing of God upon him in my dream, very vividly, and now you're saying he's the Antichrist. What the heck is going on here? How stupid are you? Now, I've been telling you guys many times that Trump would be used to expose corruption. And that's exactly what's going on. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Because he is exposing corruption. He don't even realize it. Because the Podesta emails, okay, everything that's going to happen when he's in office, there's going to be even more exposing of evil. Get used to it. Because this is ordained of the Lord. Now, I'll show it to you. Numbers 32, verse 23. But if ye will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out.
Absolutely.
So, what's going on here is we're at a point, now the Mandela effect has sped this all up. All this demonic expose going on, what did I say about the Mandela effect? It's becoming more clear between evil and the light. I mean, we've done many shows about that over and over and over. The goats, the sheep and the lamb, the division and the expose, and how evil is being more prominent and more easy to see. Like there's an expose going on the sons of darkness like never before, sons of Belial. We've done many shows like that. Jimmy, you've been on there.
Absolutely.
So,
The whole thing about this whole exposing of corruption, people need to understand. I mean, the Torah is clear about it, that you have to expose the sin before you can implement the judgment. So the Father's going to use Trump to expose every bit of this corruption, every bit of this sin, and either we're going to come to a place of true repentance, or we're going to receive the judgment.
Well, the people being exposed are receiving judgment.
Absolutely.
And here it is. Okay, so the expose of the election brought out a lot of corruption in the media. The media has completely been shamed by the election. And the expose of the complete exposure of the evil and the corruption in CNN, ABC, all the wickedness, lies, and the corruption going on has been exposed. It's so obvious. Now, God used WikiLeaks, which it seems they've got Julian Assange, because it was going much further. Okay, the expose was, we touched on it 2 weeks ago, was the spirit cooking, the witchcraft and black magic that they're involved in.
Yeah.
Okay, now, incidentally, Pamela Anderson was just recently seen at a spirit cooking party, and she was one of the last people to see Julian, you know, ever again. So this is like a whole network of witchcraft being exposed, right? Spirit cooking, bodies laying on the table, they do the rituals. Now we find out that through the Podesta emails, that this Pizzagate thing is real. This is not a conspiracy theory. Everybody thinks these things are conspiracy theories. These are not conspiracy theories. This is real. This is real. The Mandela effect, the changes going on in reality are real. When you have millions of people seeing it and attesting to it. Okay, that is a phenomenon. The conspiracy theory. This exposure going on with the pedophilia ring, okay, is another thing that the Lord wants to bring down. And all the people involved in it will go down.
Absolutely.
Okay, these are the goats. And they've been using the blood of innocents. That's why they're so callous and have no conscience about late-term abortions. And they can sit there eating a salad talking about chopping up babies. They're completely seared. This is unbelievable what we're dealing with here. You got to check out Pizzagate. Now, this all started, okay? They killed Seth Rich. Seth Rich was the one that brought all the Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. That's right. And he was shot in the back of the head, and they said he was robbed. There was no investigation. Seth Rich, right? So, they got rid of him. All the emails made it over to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. They started exposing the spirit cooking, all the corruption in the media, all the corruption with the campaign and the DNC primary, all the corruption, the spirit cooking and black magic, and now Pizzagate. What's Pizzagate? Pizzagate is pizza is code name for little girls. That's what they use. And the hot dog is code name for little boys. These are pedophile, wicked, witches, warlocks, and murderers. Now, this Comet Pizza in Washington, D.C., okay, is all intertwined. Incidentally, that guy, okay, James Afantis, okay, is involved, has paintings of all types of sexual things with children. He's got, wears shirts that says, I love children. And then he has pictures of him taping them up. This is just in the natural. Now, the hidden emails expose what he's really doing, and they're involved in sexual rituals and murders of children. This is what's going on. This is the exposure. You have to check out Pizzagate.
Well, 90% of people don't even realize, Rich, that pedophiles have a case before the Supreme Court trying to say that there is nothing wrong with pedophilia. It's no more than somebody having a problem with alcoholism or homosexuality. It's their their lifestyle.
Well, this all came out. That came out recently. This corruption and wickedness and witchcraft and now this pedophilia. I mean, you can't see what's going on? I mean, this is the Lord exposing this. Do you see how Trump is being brought into this office to bring correction to the lawlessness and evil? Now, you might say, oh, he's the Antichrist. You're whacked, okay? So just delete me from your wall or whatever it is. You can't see what the Lord's doing. If you're that blind and you're that proud about being blind, that you are a danger to anyone to be around you. Just go, go, go. You're whacked, okay? Because this is what the Lord is doing. He's exposing this witchcraft. He's exposing this pedophilia ring, Pizzagate. Now, this Comet Pizza, Obama is also in this. Now you understand why they had to get Julian Assange. They had to shut down WikiLeaks because of this wicked stuff going on. And in one email, it says Obama sent over with taxpayer funding about $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza to the party. Okay? Why would you have to send from Washington all the way to Chicago that many? You see what I mean? It's code name for the children that they get in these sex rings and the sex trafficking. That's all it is. And now you know why there's one email, and Jimmy, you remember it, where Podesta was talking about a party and they had children in the hot tub.
Absolutely. We talked about it on the last show.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 12-year-old, you know, in the pool. You know, why would adults attending a party care if 7-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 9-year-old were in a pool?
Yeah, at a night party.
Yeah. I mean, they're auctioning these kids off. They're in the pool.
Why would Obama have to pay $65,000 for pizza and hot dogs?
Yeah, in 64-degree weather, you know.
I mean, $65,000 for pizza and hot dogs?
That's crazy. I mean, show me where 32,000 people got fed, because that's how many people that would feed.
Well, you see what I'm saying? Folks, this Pizzagate scandal is real. They're trying to cover it up. That Snoops is saying it's not real. What a surprise that is.
Well,
and, yeah.
Snoops is part of the pedophilia ring. They're covering up for everybody.
This is sick, people. These are the sickest, twisted, most bastard sons of Belial that are walking the... They're going down. Do you understand me? They are going down. Their time has come. I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of stone-cold-looking faces on Podesta and everybody else. This sex trafficking, murder, they call it the murder room and everything they do, boom, boom room, all that. Check out Pizzagate, okay? And then you take a look at it, you tell me what they're talking about.
Rich, we've been talking about the 80,000 children that come up missing every year for the last 20 years. Where are these kids going? I mean, something is happening to these kids. I mean, they're... I know you've read the articles as well as I have about there being two ships off the coast and in international waters that they abduct these children and take them to and make all these sex videos and all this crazy stuff. We've got to shut this down.
Well, the Lord is doing something, and I want to read Luke 8:17, which we've had before. It says, "For nothing in secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." Meaning, the Lord is going to expose this wickedness, and I believe we're on a table of time where we're seeing a shift. And you might say, "Well, how come evil's not getting away with what they used to get away with?" You might say, you know, how can that be? They're evil. They can't keep being evil. How come they can't? It's because you reap what you sow, okay? Meaning that if you're going to sow in corruption and wickedness, you know, you're mocking God that way. You're mocking God's word. And he's not mocked, okay? Meaning you're going to reap what you sow. Meaning that if you're going to entertain this darkness, eventually... And everybody's like, "Well, you're worshiping man if you're for Trump. How dare you?" You know, they rebuke you. It's like, don't you even read the book of Judges? God raises up certain individuals to set out a certain level of standards, to organize platforms of people, to push out wickedness out of the land. It's biblical and scriptural. If you don't realize that, you're not reading your whole Bible. Maybe you're just in one chapter somewhere. Okay? God uses people. The heck's wrong with you people? It's unbelievable. It's like you're praying against what God's trying to do. That God's going to use man to stop this. This sex trafficking ring. And don't think he can't raise up people to stamp this out. Okay? And that's exactly what this is going down. This perversion, this wickedness is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And it's being exposed for a reason. And you could be on the side of the Lord, or you could be on the side of whatever you think you're on, and you can be praying against Trump and everybody else and cursing them with psychic prayers. That's your decision. But I'm warning you now, you're not on the side of the Lord. Because the Lord wants to expose this. If you can't see what's going on, you have to pray and fast. Because this is what the Lord is doing right now. There is an exposure, and there's going to be an elimination of those that are performing these abominations. The spirit cooking, the witchcraft, the lies, the corruption, the shenanigans going on in government are all coming to the light. And on top of that, this child sex ring. And Obama's involved in it. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. I mean, did you ever think you'd be in a world where this is just, you can't even believe it. This is like the most evil, wicked thing in the world. And this whole Mandela effect and the CERN, everything that's going on with the Sons of Belial, and all this manifestation has a play in what's going on. We are really in the end times, folks. This is it. This is the end time wrap-up. This is the Sons of Belial against the sons of God. This is the sons of darkness against the sons of light. There's a great line being drawn. Okay? And I'm telling you, recompense. Incidentally, Pence is in the Trump Pence in that the play with words there. You can see it. And I don't know if you realize it, but Mike Pence is a born-again believer. Right, Jimmy?
Absolutely. When we think about all this, you know, the children coming up missing, I was researching that again the other day and found out that our homeless and our homeless veterans are coming up missing in record numbers. Nobody knows where they're going. Nobody knows where they're disappearing to. The families are looking for them all over the world. Can't find them. What's happening to these people? Where are they going?
Yeah. Well, it is kind of annoying, I must admit, what we're seeing. I mean, I didn't realize it was this global. I mean, so, RIP says our audio died. Blow your chauffeur or something. I'll be right back.
All right. sound of the shofar.
Oh my God. I think we got oil. I hear the audio. RIP's freaking me out.
Awesome.
We got to get RIP. Listen, we're on the last three broadcasts on here. We got to get RIP on. But listen, I got to get David Langford on. Listen, you got me. It's like Planet of the Apes when you're on over here. You remind me of that scene in, you know, Charlton. I'm like Charlton Heston. You're like the ape. Now, hold on. This is unbelievable. I just hope this works. This Skype is unbelievable. I've been battling this thing. Hello?
Hello?
Pastor David?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm glad we got you because I'm having weird issues with Skype.
Really?
So, yeah, I had to call you from the Skype line. I got Jimmy on the other line. But,
great.
You know, last time you were on, you said... You said if Trump is elected, the libtards would take to the streets and they would riot, picket, and protest. So I would say that you're accurate. That's exactly,
well,
yeah.
You know, the deal is they are the lawless ones, and the ground that they have gained illegally, they're not going to give it back through justification or righteously. They're going to hold it. Because, you know, I learned a long time ago, demons are territorial.
Yeah.
They never like to give up the ground that they've once gained. So the demoniac in Mark chapter 5, you know, they asked, Jesus said, what is your name? He said, Legion, for we are many. But the demon Legion besought Christ that he would not send them away out of the country. In other words, that shows me that they're territorial. So he said, okay, what is it then? They said, let us go into this herd of swine. And, of course, they went into the herd of swine. And then the swine, of course, ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were choked. So the demons, when they entered into the swine became violent. So not only do demons want to control territory, but the people they then possess become violent.
Wow.
And so I think we're going to witness in the coming days. I'm still, you know, very much concerned about the inauguration. I mean, you got congressmen and senators who say we're not going to be there. We're not going to support it.
Mm.
And a parable that's really been on my heart. Is it okay if I share it with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus told the parable of the wheat and the tares. Matthew 13, beginning at verse 24, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, dost not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. What I find ironic is over the last 8 years, this nation has been asleep, and the enemy has come in and sown the tares. And then it says, and he went his way. So, you know, Obama has sown tares, and we've been asleep, or we haven't. Much of the nation has. And once this is done, it's irreparable damage. Jesus shows us that. He says, you can't get the tares out because you'll uproot good wheat. So this has to be the judgment of God to get the tares out. We can't do it. So unless God moves in our behalf and helps us, you know, we're going to be stuck with the damage that has been sown. Jesus said his enemy came and did this.
Well, you know what's going on, Pastor, is these, we were talking about how Trump has already been used to expose so much corruption.
Sure.
He's kind of, You know, there's other Christians going around and saying he's the Antichrist now. You know, it's unbelievable. I mean,
well, you know what? You know what's funny about that, Rich, is they all said that about Barack Hussein Obama because they took from Luke 10:19 when Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Where the word lightning there in the Greek
is Barack Obama, right?
That's Barack.
I listen, that guy could be something for all I know. He's very evil. He's married.
He's married to
a man. Okay, that's not even a woman.
Here's the deal. I studied that 22 years ago when Ehud Barak was prime minister of Israel. And the reason I'm saying that is because these are all wannabes, and everybody wants to say everybody's the Antichrist. Nobody knows.
Trump is not the Antichrist. I mean, it's just because they know it's supernatural the way he came into office. I mean, let's face it.
Absolutely. But this is one of the things as Christians we've got to be careful about. I've got people sending me YouTube videos, and this proves Barack Hussein Obama's the Antichrist. Well, I heard Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist. I've heard of them all been the Antichrist.
There's something very evil about Barack Obama. I mean, he's just a stenchy, disgusting animal. Now he's involved in this Pizzagate, by the way, with sending children over. That one email says Obama sent over $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs to the party. You know. Mm-hmm. They're using these code words for a pedophile ring. This whole Pizzagate thing also is being exposed. So,
sure.
What I'm trying to say is that God is using Trump Pence. This campaign is already exposed so much. It exposed the corruption in the media, the corruption behind the DNC, the corruption behind the RNC. The corruption going on and collusion going on all throughout the campaign has been exposed like never before. And now we see spirit cooking and witchcraft and black magic rings also being exposed. Okay? In the government, in the DNC, with Hillary, Hillary's friends. And if that's not bad enough, this is black magic. And if that's not bad enough, pedophilia and possible murder is also being exposed in these emails. With the WikiLeaks. So,
absolutely.
I mean, this is unbelievable exposure. Now, Obama to me is involved in all that, and he represents to me the epitome of evil. So I don't think he's done yet. I believe he could go to the UN or whatever he does, but I hate to say it, I'm going to be honest with you, I believe he financed ISIS. I believe he financed all those ISIS people, and he could have stopped ISIS from going into Iraq. What did they say? 380,000 Christians were slayed over there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's genocide.
Well, he's a Muslim, and of course, the tenet of Islam is, you know, if the infidels and the Zionists don't convert, you kill them.
Well, who do you know has killed more Christians than Barack Obama besides Nero? Can you think of anybody?
No.
that's what I'm saying. There's something weird about this guy. I mean, he financed it. There's like $90 billion missing from the State Department. Nobody knows where it went.
Sure. Well, it's like Hitler. You know, I wasn't alive back then, but a lot of people thought he was the Antichrist. This is why we have to be very careful and discerning and not be snared or caught up in things that are similar.
Well, I just don't see how Trump could be the Antichrist. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, he's not the Antichrist. That's just more... I'm telling you, I was on Doug Hagman's program this past Wednesday night, and we were talking about deception. And I said, the greatest problem with deception is this. You think you're absolutely right, but you're absolutely wrong. Therefore, you're deceived. But you can't convince.
That's kind of what I tell people, Brother David, is, you know, people are sincere in what they're saying.
It's red beard.
And I just tell them, you're sincerely wrong.
That's it. And that's why it's called deception. You are deceived. The word deception in the Greek means you're wholly seduced. We talk about people being seduced in an extramarital affair. They're in some kind of fantasy, erotic world that's not real or does not really exist, but it drives them to commit murder and whatever the case might be to get this person, or they become seduced and they're willing to murder in behalf of that person. Right. And so this is the problem with deception.
Deception. This is great deception, Pastor David, because Trump is not the Antichrist. And for all you people that think Trump is the Antichrist, what is wrong with you? Okay? This is unbelievable.
Well, this is people that, you know, are not rooted and grounded. And if they'll fall for that, they'll fall for anything. That's why the way to not be deceived is to keep clean hands and a pure heart.
Right.
You know, if my heart is pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If I keep my heart pure, then sin and iniquity cannot have a place of residence.
Well, these people are going to receive a greater judgment, because Scripture clearly says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good.
Wow.
So
yeah.
these people, what I call prophesiers, you know, make 50 false prophecies and then come out and say, oh, Trump's the Antichrist now. You know, last week they were saying Obama was. You know, who is it? You know,
Obama is evil.
I agree Obama is evil.
He's a stinky bastard. Watch him.
They try to act like, you know, they're this huge prophet and that God's neurotic. He just changes his mind on the whim.
I will tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if people don't see what's going on here, they need to get rooted in under some good teaching, okay? Because you just can't come out and use the Simpsons cartoon video to justify that Trump is the Antichrist, okay? Because the Simpsons cartoon you're using was from July of 2015. It was not from 2000. Somebody made a meme as a joke. You took the meme and from 2000 thinking that it was Illuminati plain sight. It's not an Illuminati plain sight. It came out in July of 2015. He's not the Antichrist. Boom, go away. Okay? They use cartoons, Pastor David.
Well, sure, but this is why we need to understand the power of deception. Because when somebody is deceived, they believe they're absolutely right, correct, and without error. But the truth is, they're overwhelmed with error and lies. You know, Isaiah 66 and 4, God said, I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not.
Yeah.
So between delusion and deception, people had better be sober, as Peter said. You know, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, the New Testament version of Isaiah 6 and 4 is, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, with all the things that are going on, you've heard the old cliche, keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Well, you know, if the wick does not stay trimmed, soot will fill the globe, and then you can't see the light. And a lot of people have soot in their lives, and the light can also not get out. It cannot get in if you got soot. And so soot is a type of sin. It's a camouflage of sorts. It keeps the light from doing its job. And, you know, with what's taking place, I still maintain, I'm very cautiously and guarded in my optimism. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone doesn't try to take Trump's life. If he does, you know, just a tenth of what he says he's going to do, they're going to go ballistic.
He's already starting. He's not even in office.
Yeah.
So my point is that since he's not even in office yet, there's already been a great exposure of evil, and I just named a few of them. And this Pizzagate thing is very real. Okay, this Podesta email, yeah, it's a sexual children rape thing is very real. There's a lot of people doing a lot of groundwork here to uncover this. And it just goes to show you how, now, Pastor David, this is traumatizing. I mean, this is unbelievable how wicked these people really are. I mean, I never even realized it. I mean, this is like a whole network of just perverted, wicked, evil, real evil people that'll traumatize children with no conscience. And I'm saying to myself, is this like a dividing line going on right now? I mean, are we really seeing that the separation appear right before our eyes here?
I believe we are. I believe the wicked will become more wicked. I believe the righteous will become more righteous.
There you go. Yeah, it says that in Revelation.
Absolutely. That's what the Bible has already declared. And, you know, that's why we need to be in the right place with God ourselves. Even Daniel, you know, alluded to that, you know, in Daniel 12:3. He said, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." And so, you know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to be a light, and you're trying to turn many to righteousness. And, you know, people are going to turn one way or the other. Nobody stays the same. It's like the sun. The sun will melt a ball of wax, or you can take a ball of clay, and it will harden it like a brick.
Yeah.
And the presence of God will melt you or make you hard. You cannot stay the same. You will go one way that you'll either become a full-blown goat or a full-blown sheep. Matthew 25, he separates the goat nations from the sheep. A goat cannot turn into a sheep, and a sheep cannot turn into a goat.
Oh, my
God. It don't happen.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
and this is where we are, brother.
I believe it. I believe that, listen, right now I would say people better just really strap themselves in, because I got a feeling that it's going to get even more heated up. I wouldn't doubt. Now, you got to admit, you're happy Hillary didn't win. I mean, it would have been over.
Well, sure. And this is the whole thing, that God has given us a reprieve, because there are those of us who've prayed and cried out to God, and God has given us a parenthetical time of mercy. But always before there's ever been a tremendous move of God, there's come great persecution. Before the Exodus of Israel, when Moses went into Pharaoh's courts and said, "Let my people go," and he said, "Those people got too much time on their hand. Make them get their own straw, and they've got to manufacture the same number of bricks as they have been before." And when Moses came out of Pharaoh's court, the Israelites said to Moses, "You've even made our job harder now. You've made it more difficult on us." And it got worse till it got better. And we may be in that time frame where it's going to get worse until Jesus comes. Listen,
well, didn't we go through that with 8 years of Obama, though? I mean, I felt like I was in Egypt with that guy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But the economy should have collapsed under him, but it didn't. So I can see them now collapsing the economy, world disorder, and that's how you get order out of chaos. This is what they want. And so this would be the right time now to collapse it on Trump, create a third world war. I mean, just blow this thing to smithereens,
yeah.
And then he gets the blame, and he's the bad guy.
Well, all Obama did was take it out of the giant credit card and distribute it. That's how he kept it going. I mean, he doubled the national debt.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we're right at $20 trillion, and that doesn't count all the unfunded promises through Medicare.
Anybody could do that. I mean, I could take your credit card right now and
just
and say, "Hey, I'm going to make your life better. I'm going to take your credit card. I'm going to do all this stuff, get you new couches and TV, and I'm going to get you a new car and this and that, and then I'm going to give you your credit card back." That doesn't necessarily mean your life is better or sustained anything. He just floated it along. That's all he did. Okay.
In my lifetime, I've never seen interest rates stay this low for 15 years. I remember the day, if you could get a 7.5% to 8.5% interest rate to buy a home, you really felt great about it. We've been at 2.75% to 3.25% interest rates for the last going on 16 years now.
Wow.
This has been unprecedented. And even Trump said there's going to be a stock market collapse or correction, you know, and yet it keeps going up. I think they'll collapse it. The New World Order, I think, will try to collapse it on him to bring the disorder and the chaos. Somebody's going to get the blame for all of this. You can rest assured.
I don't know. I have no revelation on that, but I can tell you that I believe he's going to be used to dispense a lot of the corruption.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
You know,
but it's just like it's like prohibition.
Yeah.
When they tried to go in there and stop it, look at all the lives that were killed and the havoc that was released. You know, going out and bursting up all these liquor barrels and stuff, and the machine gun fights and all the money laundering and all the collusion. You know, this is what you're going to witness on a greater scale, because this time it's not going to be just in Chicago or somewhere. It's going to be worldwide. I mean, look at China now, already upset because the Taiwanese president called Trump, and now they want to. They want to. You know, they've already filed a complaint at the White House.
Yeah.
So, just watch it. It's you know the difference between 211 degrees and 212 is 1 degree, but the difference is boiling.
Wow.
211, you're not boiling, but bring one more degree on the burner, and yeah, you're boiling. And that's how tenuous.
Listen, I'm happy about it. Whatever is going to happen, I believe the Lord's doing this.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
And I believe the shaking that's coming to the sons of darkness, the exposure that's going on, what happened just in the WikiLeaks, has been amazing. I mean, we know a lot about what they've been doing in darkness. It's been exposed. And I just got a feeling that this is going to keep going, that there's going to be a continued exposure. And this might have to happen.
It will happen.
Maybe it has to happen. Maybe there has to be a rooting out of this.
It does have to happen, Rich. People forget words in the Bible, like always, forever, all. Those words mean something. They just skip over them like they don't mean something. And when the Father says that all sin will be brought into the light, that's exactly what he means. Nothing that's done in secret will not be brought into the light. So all this stuff has to be exposed. So when he does bring judgment, there is no question why he is judging.
Well, we're in a type of judgment right now. It's like a prosecuting attorney beginning to show the evidence.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. I believe you'll see the same thing in the church. I think you'll see some mega ministries go down in the not-too-far-distant future because they're corrupt, too.
Well, I got no problem with that.
I don't either.
Especially
that
if
has to take place because judgment must first begin at the house of God. And God's not going to judge the world without judging his church, his so-called, you know, church, the people that claim to be but are not. I think you're going to see a lot of dirty laundry come out in the very near future because God is going to expose a lot of things to let the people know just how bad it is. You know, a lot of people are in denial.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What I try to explain to people. They keep saying, well, we got to see these mega churches go down. That's not his church.
No.
That doesn't apply to that scripture. That's not his church. These mega churches, he said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. If you... You look at these churches with 20 and 30,000 members, that's not few. That's many.
No.
Yeah, that whole Olstein, these people, a lot of them are seared. They can't even see what's going on.
That's why I said it's called deception. Jesus said in Matthew 24:5, take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And what he was just saying there, it's always a few.
Yeah.
When you see the word many, it's always in a negative light. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Paul said, for we are not as many which corrupt the gospel of God. Every time you hear the word many in the scriptures, it's usually in a bad term.
Mm. Well, that's the whole thing, Brother Langford, is even that scripture you just quoted there, most Christians don't understand that very verse that you just quoted. They think that some antichrist is going to raise up and say, oh, I am the Christ. That's not what that scripture said at all.
No.
It said many will come in his name, declaring that he is the Messiah, but they will deceive many. Just because somebody's saying that he is the Messiah and that they're coming in his name doesn't mean that they're telling you the truth.
Mm.
They're using his name for leverage.
Absolutely right.
It's like the three of us saying, well, you know, I know Brother Langford, I know Brother Rich. They're using that to get into people's minds and think, see, I've got a great relationship here, but it's all based on deception. They'll say, yo, Jesus is the Christ, but it's only to deceive the people.
Absolutely.
I mean, Judas Iscariot was totally deceived and given over to Satan. The Bible said after Jesus handed him that sop, then Satan entered into him. He gave over, you know, and Judas went out and hanged himself. Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be like Peter and repent of my sins.
Absolutely.
My God, we are really coming toward the end of an era here. And, I mean, Obama's really trying to bring as many Muslims as he can into the country, Pastor David.
Well, I just read this morning, I believe, that right now there's a 2,500 in Australia. They're trying to bring them over here to the States.
Right. I just saw that news.
I read that news.
And Australia doesn't want them either.
Yeah, Australia said there's absolutely no way they're taking them. And Obama stepped up and said, well, right. We'll take them.
Obama wants them over here because that's his army. These are his people. Yeah.
That's why they let Muslim men have all the wives they want. They want to procreate Islam and take over a nation, a country. I mean, London just elected their first Muslim mayor.
Oh God!
Yeah.
I don't get me started here, but I think they should be deported. I mean, they go. It's a different government. It's Sharia law. So it's against the Constitution. So how could they coexist here? You know.
Well, they want to assimilate into our lifestyle. And,
they ain't assimilating nowhere. Make semolina bread out of them. How about that?
They're Ishmaelites, and as God said to Abraham, he'll be a wild man, and his hand will be against every man. They can't even live in peace among themselves. Shiites and the Sunnis, they're always at war. That's that spirit. It's just divisive.
Right.
You know, Obama's divisive because he's genetically half black, he's half white. He's divided in his own life.
Yeah, I'm telling you, watch that guy. He's a homosexual. Oh, yeah. He's a child rapist also now, okay? With this Pizzagate, he's involved in that. And I believe his wife, his name is Michael, okay?
I agree.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on with him.
And, well, he's the personification of evil, it's no doubt. You know, saying this nation is no longer a Christian nation. I mean, he's telling everybody the truth, and they're just saying, no, I don't believe that.
It's amazing to me how people have shifted so much lately to this whole goat, this libtard mindset, liberalism mindset of almost a communist view. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've never seen it this bad.
It's because we, the body, have let down a standard. We have let the Joel Osteens, the Creflo Dollars, the whatever you want to, whosever name you want to name, creep in to the body with some feel-good psychobabble message and pervert the hearts of people who are truly seeking the Father.
Right. We're almost at the top, though, Redbeard. You missed it, Pastor David. He was blowing his chauffeur.
I hear you.
It sounded like Planet of the Apes. You remember that? Remember that scene? He was like the ape.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Pastor David Langford, voiceofevangelism.com, right?
Absolutely, brother.
And check out his website. He's always been a blessing, as always. Great topics tonight and getting Pastor David on is a blessing. Pastor David, thank you for joining us tonight, sir.
Thank you. God bless you both. Have a wonderful weekend.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
All right, Redbeard. I'll see you later. All right. Be back next week by the grace of God. Lord loves you. We love you. And Redbeard's chauffeur loves you.